Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I assist you?
Yes, this is Charles Buckey. I made a purchase back in April, and it was by mistake, and I called, and they were supposed to cancel my purchase.
May I have your zip code, sir, so I can locate that account, please?
Okay, zip code is 8-9-1-3-0.
I'm sorry?
8-9-1-3-0.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Charles Buckey, and it's B-U-C-K-E-Y.
Okay, Mr. Buckey. Your zip code was 89130, correct?
Yes.
I don't see it in count just yet. I'm going to try to use your phone number versus the zip code.
Okay. You want the phone number?
I'm using the number that you called in on. I have a Dorothy Buckey. That's why I couldn't find it. It's under your wife's name. I'm assuming that's the wife.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Could you verify that shipping address, please? Hey.
Okay.
Verify your shipping address for me.
Okay. It would have been 5212 Garcia Court in Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right. One moment, please. Okay, that's true. And I do see where you were charged $59.89 for a membership into a mobile food app they call Bites Hub. And that's that was in conjunction with that sweepstakes to win a free mixer, a KitchenAid mixer. Let me look at the notes in your account, please.
Yeah, I called.
Okay. Yeah, you called back in. I see what that is. Okay, they did cancel it, sir. Evidently, there was a dispute on this account because it says that there was a chargeback on this account, meaning your bank, when you disputed it, meaning the bank gave you a provisional refund.
Yeah, they did. And then, you know, and then they sent it back and said, well, you know, they couldn't get a refund or anything on it. So, but the, you know, it showed up on my account. That's why I called. You know, they wound up charging me even though it was supposed to have been canceled.
Yes, I don't know. Well, you see, canceling an account and refunding are two different things. You don't automatically get a refund just because it gets canceled.
Oh,
you have to specifically ask.
Oh,
you're canceling the account. Yes, sir.
They didn't tell me that.
Right.
Okay. Do you want the cancellation number?
No, I'm looking at your account, sir. I see the cancellation number. It's just that at this juncture, there's nothing that I can do because there's a chargeback on it. The account is canceled out, but there was a dispute on that charge. So once there's a dispute on the charge, there's nothing that we can do in terms of issuing any monies back because it's already been settled with your bank.
Well, the bank still says I still owe it. That's why... That's
but see, the vendor here says that we can't refund a charge once it's been disputed, especially if you lose it, because they were willing to refund you had you, but you didn't know, of course, that you weren't getting refunded, but you should have called us back instead of disputing it.
Well, okay, but, you know, I thought once it was canceled, that would have done
right,
it.
Right,
you know,
of course. No, but
charge. I mean, that's what most of the time, that's what it does. It can't. You know,
well, no, this is canceling the account. It doesn't cancel the charge.
Oh, okay. Well, at least in your arena, that's the way it is. Okay.
Right. This is a third-party call center, Mr. Buckley. We have several online vendors that we provide customer support for, and a lot of them have like protocols, but some of them differ.
Okay.
And this one in particular just doesn't allow us, I'm sorry, to issue a refund once the charge has been disputed.
Okay. Well, it sounds like to me I don't have any choice but to pay the darn thing then, because I'm not going to get it back.
Right.
Because that's, you know, my bank says you're not going to get it back. So it's what does it say here?
I'm sorry, sir. If I could refund it, I promise you I would. But they don't allow us to do it. You have to follow the protocol of the vendors.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you explaining it to me because. I sure didn't understand. Like I said, I was surprised it showed up, even though I canceled it.
So, right.
So anyhow.
I'm sorry about that, Mr. Buckley.
Well.
Bucky, I'm
like
sorry.
I said, they didn't tell me when I canceled that I
that you weren't getting a refund, but had you right, and had you voiced though that you wanted a refund. Instead of, but I know you assume, like most people do, if it's canceled, that includes a refund, but that's not the case always. So,
Okay.
Excuse me. All right, Mr. Bucky. Well, you have a good evening. Have a very good, safe summer, and thank you for calling customer support, sir.
What was your name again?
It's Vicky with an I, V-I-C-K-I.
Okay. Well, Vicky, thanks for your help. This clarifies it. I just may be out $60.
Yes, sir.
What was this supposed to get me anyway?
It was actually a membership into a mobile food app. It was a sweepstakes to win a free mixer. They charged $59.99 initially for the membership into a mobile food app called Bites Hub. Bites Hub is an app that encourages healthy eating by giving you tips on how to cut sugar and carb cravings, how to count calories, meal planning, things like that.
Okay, but they're not going to send me any
information. Oh, they're not sending anything now. It's canceled out.
Oh, okay. So the membership's canceled and the
exactly. Gone. Yes, sir.
Okay. I think I got this straight now. Okay. Well, that's what I wanted to know. Thank you for your help. Because
you're more than welcome, Mr. Bucky.
I was surprised when I got this letter back from.
I'm sure you were. I would have been too, sir.
Okay.
Well, you enjoy the rest of your day, sir. Thank you for calling
you
customer support.
You have a good summer too. I don't know where
you
are.
Thank
you.
In Alabama, might as well be in the desert.
Oh yeah, it's about 110 here right
now. Oh my goodness. Well, I don't envy you. You're in Las Vegas, didn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
I don't envy
nice
you one
warm.
Bit.
This is the hot time of year here. Really hot.
Oh, I can imagine.
Well, I hope you enjoy it and you don't have too much heat and humidity down there.
Well, it's pouring down, raining now. Thunder, we have a bad thunderstorm going on right now, so. Well, at least it's going to cool it off. I'm not mad.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
All right, Mr. Bucky,
right,
you take care.
You.
Stay safe, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Good night now.